The effort to hire a Muslim scholar to teach peace studies at one of the country's leading universities has become an unexpected battle. Classes began this week at Notre Dame, but without Islamic author and activist Tariq Ramadan. The State Department revoked the Swiss citizen's work visa on the advice of the Homeland Security Department. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, it's a decision Ramadan and the university hope to overturn.
Tariq Ramadan is considered one of the leading Islamic thinkers in Europe. Notre Dame hired him to teach Islamic ethics and to lead a research program on religion, conflict, and peace building at its Joan Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies. Although Ramadan received a visa last May, it was revoked this month, just a few days before he, his wife, and four children were to travel from Geneva to Indiana.
Everything is in South Bend right now. And we have nothing. Our flat is empty. And by the way, the kids were all registered in the schools. Everything was done. You know, it's just for the family. Psychologically speaking, it's just really difficult. And up to now, we don't know why we are treated like this.
State Department spokeswoman Kelly Shannon said she could only offer this confirmation.
Tariq Ramadan's U.S. visa was revoked under Section 212. A3 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, pursuant to the Department of Homeland Security's action to invalidate the petition on which his visa was based.
A spokesman for Homeland Security said the department's criteria for revoking a visa are based on national security and public safety issues. Ramadan says he is no threat, but as Time magazine pointed out when it named the Swiss intellectual among this century's top 100 religious innovators, he has inspired mistrust among Arab Muslims because of his Western sensibility and among Westerners because of his Islamic roots. Ramadan is the grandson of Hassan al-Banna, the founder of the fundamentalist Islamic revival movement called the Muslim Brotherhood.
We are repeating and repeating, he's the grandson of Hassan al-Banna, and forgetting about my own life. For 20 years, I was working with people, Christians, Jews, trying to promote dialogue. There is no life to Tariq Ramadan but to be the grandson of or the brother of. I think that it's just, it's not fair.
Critics in the French media have also accused Ramadan of having ties to Muslim militants, while others have labeled him an anti-Semite because of an article he wrote criticizing French intellectuals for their support of Israel. Yudi Barsky, the head of the American Jewish Committee's Division on Middle East and International Terrorism, says Ramadan's views about Judaism and Christianity are disconcerting.
He feels, as he has written in his most recent book, that Islam is to replace Judaism and Christianity, and that is something of concern to us because of the concept that Islam should supersede other religions. It certainly does not express the type of respect for other religions that mainstream practitioners of Islam do.
Ramadan says he is no radical, no anti-Semite, and his statements against violence after September 11th and the beheading of American Nicholas Berg make it clear he works for peace. Notre Dame, meantime, is vigorous in its support of Ramadan. Scott Applesby, the head of the university's Peace Institute, says there is no credible evidence of any of the charges against him, and he fears revoking Ramadan's visa discredits the U.S. among those who believe Ramadan is a voice for moderation.
So the impression would be that we're not sufficiently discriminating across the spectrum of Muslim thought and practice, and we're really lumping everyone who has controversial positions or substantive criticisms into a terrorist camp.
For now, another instructor will teach Ramadan's course on Islamic ethics. State officials say Ramadan can reapply for a visa, but a spokesman for Homeland Security says it stands firm in the advice it gave to the State Department to revoke the Ramadan visa. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.